You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Waymo event in Covent Garden in London. I'm currently joined by Andrew Lennox, Chief Executive at Guide Dogs. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
It's really great to be here and great to be at this event this evening.
How do you feel about this? Is it about self-driving cars, you know, making their start in their way into London? What's your kind of reflection on
it? My first thought is one of excitement, because it gives opportunity and choice to individuals. So the community we're here to serve and support, that of our of people who are blind and partially sighted, this gives them the opportunity to be able to do things spontaneously, which they would never have been able to do before, be able to live that life that they would choose, which is up to now has not really been possible. But technology is a great enabler. Now, obviously, there are a great number of safeguards we need to make sure are in place. But my first reaction and feeling is one of excitement for the future.
Is this your first time being able to actually, you know, take a look at one of these cars and learn more about them?
In terms of in the flesh, absolutely. I've been following some of the research that's been going on since, 2018, with much interest for many years. And obviously watching some of the programs we see on TV about these vehicles in America. So actually be able to get up close to one, be able to see one, sit in one, and actually see what a great environment it could be for the future. It's really great.
Now, you have a bit of a personal link to this as well, that you are watching this for. Are you happy to share a bit about that?
Oh, very happy to. So my own personal journey is one where I got bilateral glaucoma. So in time, I'm going to have to stop driving, and every few years I have to go for that medical. But I look to the future now, and I'm not so bothered about it, because yes, one day I might have to give up driving, but the rate of expansion we've seen of Waymo in the US has been quite phenomenal. So if that is repeated here in the UK, by the time I give up my driving license and get myself to a point where I qualify for a guide dog, then actually technology like this is going to be more prevalent across the UK. And so that fear I might have of being isolated will begin to fall away. And I'm really looking forward to that brighter future with autonomous vehicles.
I can't also help thinking, having a guide dog of my own as well, that actually with these self-driving cars, one of the big issues that could be tackled here, kind of as a side bonus, is the fact that, you know, we won't have to worry about guide dog refusals as guide dog owners.
And that's a huge thing. So it's great that actually some of this technology is going to make that a thing of the past. But it's also quite sad that even though we have this legislation in place that says you cannot refuse access to a guide dog, that still happens. So the fact it's going to be taking autonomous vehicles to change that is both sad, but at the same time, a relief for those who are guide dog owners who regularly experience that in their day-to-day life.
Fantastic. Andrew Lennox, Chief Executive at Guide Dogs, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Genuine pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.